Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Especially if you're in a position of power. Management. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, treating your employees so bad that the entire store quits, you're doing okay.
That's a bad day.
Love Sonic. You know, a little fast food restaurant there.
Sure. They got good corn dogs.
Yeah, Sonic there in Circleville, Ohio. So new owners came in. And apparently they made some changes. They had let go some managers that were there at the store and treated the employees, I guess, not the way the employees liked. So customers who decided to come to the store were greeted most recently with a handwritten note slapped on the front. That said, the entire staff quit. Reading, warning, due to terrible management, the whole store has quit.
Wow.
The company has been sold to people that don't give a blank about anything but themselves.
All right.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but our team refuses to work for a company that treats their employees like this.
Dang. So did Sonic Corporate catch wind of this?
No clue. The now former employees said the new owners had fired managers who was there for over 7 years, cut hourly wages to like $4 an hour. So there was a bunch of stuff. So,
OMG.
So yeah, there you go. If you're in a position where, you know, you're coming in, I know sometimes changes have to be made. It's business. But man, if you can manage to make it through the day without making those changes, I guess, so abruptly and so swiftly that the entire store quits.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? I'm out.
You're doing okay.
Think about then. The customers. They're not going to get their corn dogs
your slushy, or whatever. I don't know. The tots that they always have. Yeah.
I'm only thinking about corn dogs.
I mean, but if you've got a hankering for some Sonic tots or a corn dog like Kat has,
bad day for you.
And you're walking up there and you're just waiting there at the drive-thru. You're just waiting there. How long do you wait before you go ahead and leave?
That's what I'm saying. It's like a drive-in. So there could be someone that like is on the end, just kind of pulls in. Doesn't see the sign.
No, it's just sitting there.
Sits there. I was like, wow, they're running a little slow today.
I know.
What's up?
What's up, guys? And so how long do you sit? Do you give them a couple minutes?
Well, I don't know. Is it a one-man parade? Is it just the owner who's like, fine, I guess I'm running the whole party? Well, like,
apparently they were not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think the owners would allow the sign to stand.
No, the way it was written. Absolutely not.
They were on site.
Right. So there you go. Setting the bar, guys. On 99.7 DJX.